News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a wet news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Winter weather advisory extended till 9 o'clock for Shawnee and Marathon counties. If you're a deer hunter, did you get one? Cold weather and slow deer movement contributed to a 7% decrease in the number of deer harvested during the gun deer season. Regional spokesman Ed Culhane says hunters did a little bit of catching up after a bad start.
After opening weekend with that cold, windy weather and the late start to the season, and for whatever other reasons, we were down 18% statewide. And now at the end of the season, we're down 7% statewide.
Statewide, hunters killed 15% fewer bucks than a year ago. The number of antlerless deer taken held about steady. The winter weather yesterday may be to blame for a fatal crash just north of Wausau, as we hear from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
The crash happened around 4 p.m. at the corner of County Highway K and Hidden Creek Way. Two cars were involved. One person died in the crash and another person was injured. Sheriff's officials haven't released an official cause for the crash, which is still under investigation. The names of the people involved will be released at a later date. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
A judge will allow a lac-de-flambeau teen who tried to stab his mother's boyfriend to get out of jail on signature bond prior to sentencing. 17-year-old Christian Solier entered a no-contest plea to amended felony charges related to a January incident in Forest County. Solier's attorney asked for signature bond so Solier could live at his grandmother's house. Court records indicate the district attorney objected, but a substitute judge granted the signature bond if Solier agreed to stay in his grandmother's custody at all times. Until the bond changed, he'd been held in the Forest County Jail, unable to post $10,000 bond. The morning commute in New York City will be smoother for those using one of the nation's busiest rail lines. Sunday's derailment of a Metro North train claimed the lives of four people. Some of the wreckage now has been righted. Meanwhile, as for the investigation, it appears more likely that the engineer fell asleep.
The train's engineer, William Rockefeller, is still being interviewed while investigators try and get to the bottom of what happened in the Bronx on Sunday. National Transportation Safety Board member Earl Wehner wouldn't comment on Rockefeller's level of alertness in the moments before the crash, but did say testing has been done.
Following the accident, each member of the crew was drug and alcohol tested. The results from the alcohol breath tests were all negative. The results of the other tests are still pending.
A union official says Rockefeller told him he caught himself nodding at the controls before the train jumped the tracks. A former boss says Rockefeller is a stellar employee. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
A man accused of sexual assault in Portage County didn't show up for his court date. Now there's a bench warrant for 24-year-old Justin Osluski. He's accused of having sex with his 15-year-old girlfriend. He could get 40 years in prison if convicted. Police believe that Osluski is homeless and may be staying with friends in the area. President Obama's gone on offense after weeks of being on the defensive over the rocky rollout of healthcare.gov. In a White House event, the president said the Affordable Care Act is here to stay, and he said it will not be repealed as long as he is president. Wausau West High School students had an opportunity to experience welding through virtual reality, a special training device brought to school yesterday. The virtual welder measures students' skill levels as an instructor coaches them on how to improve. Theron Peterson is a technology instructor at West. He says it's important for high school students to realize that today's workforce requires a bit more than a high school diploma. Successful workers will need specialized training.
The student needs to realize that a high school degree is not good enough anymore. And so to get a degree or to get a job in a welding or a manufacturing setting, they really do need to look at some sort of post-secondary education, and NTC is a great opportunity for them to get that education.
North Central Technical College is working with the Special Metal Manufacturers Alliance program to work on training future employees. To get a winter-like forecast, let's get the latest weather from Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Cloudy skies for today with some freezing rain and sleet during the morning hours, changing over to drizzle and light rain during the afternoon. Snow and sleet mainly confined to the far northern parts of the area later today, a high of 36. Tonight, rain and snow ending, a low down to 17. Then for your Thursday, a few flurries early, turning breezy and quite cold, a high of 17. Even colder Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 8. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Well, it is another morning of slippery driving conditions, so please use caution. There are no school closings or delays. Should that change, we will let you know immediately at WSAU and online at WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.